This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan, plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Renew Therapy. Earn your health benefits daily with a cold plunge. Save $200 off with code MMA200. Hotel Collection. Bring luxury hotel scenting home. Save 35% off with code MMA35. Life Fitness. Work out in comfort and train whenever. Save 10% off your order with code MMA10. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 604.
604!
That's right. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Back with the MMA show. By fans, for fans, walk a line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
Not much. I'm having a little banquet of beers here. Well,
nice.
The light version anyways. It is something to, you know, something delicious and cold to drink. How are you over there?
Not like Kool-Aid or whatever I drink in here.
The Kool-Aid. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, Matt.
So delicious. So.
Don't do it. Don't drink it.
I try not to. How about those bears? How about, I read some article today that said, they're talking about like all the moves that the Bears have done in free agency. They ranked them as having the number one best offseason free agent signing so far. And they ranked Green Bay as, I think, last or close to it. So good on them. Wow. I'm excited to see what the fuck's going to happen.
Did Green Bay resign Rodgers? They did, didn't they?
No, he wants to be traded to the Jets. So they're trying to still work out a trade because I think Green Bay wants a first round draft pick. And I don't think the Jets want to give that up. That was the last I heard. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he wants to be traded. They're just trying to work out the details.
Okay.
Which is fine. I don't give a fuck. He can stay or go. I'll tell you what, we're beating the fucking Green Bay's ass this year. God damn it. Bears.
The Bears.
Can't stop us. We got a receiver. We got a bunch of shit. We're spending money smart too.
Yep.
I think we still have $45 million in cap space available. Fuck.
We need an offensive line to protect.
We're working on it.
Okay.
I just wonder if they're going to spend that on the 9th pick or what they're going to do. We'll just see. I still think Poles has got a couple things up his sleeve, a couple more signings before, you know, the draft starts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll see. I don't know. UFC over the weekend. What was it? 286?
286.
Nice.
Yeah. My high school Spanish coming in handy there.
Yeah, I don't remember how to say 286. There's a shorter route.
Of course there is, but I don't know. I don't know how to do that.
I forgot. Like 100 is like ciento.
Ciento. Doscientos.
Maybe it's 286.
I don't know.
86. 286.
I feel like that's longer, man. That's not.
I'm getting there. Well, you're just dos ocho seis. I mean, you can do it either way,
I guess. Oh boy. So anyway, do you want to start from the main event down? Do you want to
start with the main event? Because I fucked this one up too, because I thought they only fought twice and this is the third fight. I guess the first one was uneventful in my mind, so I just deleted it from my mind. So Kamaru Usman versus Leon Edwards 3, and I'm gonna say I'm very impressed with Leon Edwards, and I could see it. And I don't know if you noticed that, like how focused he was.
Super
when he
focused.
Was in there. I'm like, Jesus confident. Christ, that guy is dialed in.
He was in control of this fight the entire time. I mean, there were some close rounds, but man, it didn't look like he ever lost control of the fight, you know? And I'm just a little shocked at the scorecards. Like they were like, who the fuck scored it a draw, you know?
Well, yeah, here's how I scored it though. So I had it, and I know I'm a little off because I was rooting for Edwards this fight. I like the underdog, and I felt he was because I think they were making Usman the favorite. I had it 5-0, minus the round that they took the point away for him grabbing the fence, which was a fucking smart tactical move because he might not have got back up if he didn't do that. But the right decision to take the point away and not to give the position back. So anyway, so I think that round's a draw. So it's 4 rounds for Edwards. And a draw round, so it's a flat. So I don't know how you scored it, but it's, I will say this, it's close.
I just felt like Edwards was doing more damage the entire fucking fight.
Yeah, I mean, I had it four rounds or possibly three. I think that second round was in question. Like, I thought maybe Usman did enough in that second round to maybe, you know, get the edge there. But overall, Edwards in control the entire time. Like, didn't ever look like he was in any serious trouble outside of that one moment where, you know, I got to ask you, like, grabbing the fence, like, and that's maybe what saved the fight potentially, or saved a bad situation. Like, how do you feel about that?
Well, I know, I think it was a great move tactically for him, and he got the right result, but he potentially could have got finished, right? He lost a point.
He did.
But could he have lost 2 points in that round? You know, I think it was a great idea. Because he was doing relatively well with the takedown defense without grabbing that either, and just kicking away. And it seemed like he was living rent free in Usman's head, like, this whole fight. Like, he had the fucking mind games, and it seemed like Usman was almost playing the victim. Like, anytime a foul happened, it's like, come on, man, come on, what's going on? Like, he's beating your ass, Usman. Like, it was so impressive. And the other thing is, that didn't take into account during this fight is the home field advantage for him. He soaked it in and just absorbed it. And Bruce Buffer is a fucking weirdo because he just likes to get in these fighters' faces when he's introducing them. Like, dude, give me some fucking face.
Like, he's like right there.
I'm going to knock you out. You get that close. Like, fuck
too close. Too close.
A little too close. Like, there's personal space and you're invading it. And then even like one of the other rounds too, remember Usman came way across the octagon before the round started and Edwards is like, what the fuck, Herb? Make him go back to his side. Yeah. So I'm like, he just mentally owned him that fight. It was great to see that display and never seemed like he was in trouble as far as like, I never saw that look of fear in his face. Like that first fight where he looked defeated at times. And then, like, what was it, fourth to the fifth round where his coach is giving him the fucking Rocky pep talk and then he dials it up and head kicks him. Like, it was just a great game plan, lots of kicks, and good result. Because I don't know. I don't like Usman. I don't like champions. Even though I know Edwards was the champion in this one, I still felt like he was a super underdog. So
yeah, no, for sure. Good on him. I mean, there were a bunch of guys thrown around prior to this about who might fight either fighter. But I think Dana said for sure it's going to be Colby Covington that's going to get the next title shot.
That's a fucking weird fight. And Usman or Edwards said, I'm not fighting Colby. I'm just not. He's like, it makes no sense. And I'll pull up Colby's record because I think he lost twice to Usman. And
lost to Usman twice, yes. Once in 2021, once in 2019.
He only fights once a year, so.
Well, the last time Covington fought was in March of last year, 2022. Right. So
and he beat Masvidal with a decision. So why? I know he's ranked, I think, 2, but why would you make that fight? It makes no sense to me. I mean, I think the right fight is you wait and see who a winner of Burns versus Masvidal is, hoping Masvidal wins, because I think Burns is ranked 5 and Masvidal 11, somewhere in there.
Oh, that's in April. Okay. I thought that was in May for some reason. Okay. Yeah.
That's the one where there's a story. And even if I don't give a fuck, just make Masvidal versus him. That's the fight that makes the most sense. It'll sell itself. They had beef. He fucking three-pieced him and something. Yep. The background of a fight. So do that while Masvidal is still somewhat relevant.
Masvidal did lose to Usman twice as well. And Colby Covington. So,
well, I don't give a fuck. I'm looking at Colby doesn't deserve it. Because basically, I think Edwards' point was Colby just sat out for a year waiting for a fucking title shot. It's bullshit. You need to fight. Yeah. And I know he was a backup fighter for this fight too, which was weird. They didn't say that. And he just shows up and then is trying to be lippy. Like, you can't be lippy when Edwards won. You got to sit there and shut the fuck up. I'm sorry.
I agree. Makes sense to me.
Yeah. And then there was this weird stat that I didn't know. I'm going to post this up here. Michael Carroll posted this. Longest welterweight undefeated streaks in UFC history. Kamaru Usman with 15. Leon Edwards with 12. GSP 12. Bilal Muhammad. I didn't realize he had 9. And then you have Stephen Wonderboy Thompson with 8.
Wow.
That's kind of shocking.
Okay.
I think I want to say Anderson Silva had 16. Something like that. 14, I don't remember.
16. Yeah, sounds about right.
I know. He had a lot. He had a lot. I know Usman was creeping up on him for some kind of thing. I'm like, I don't want Usman to beat Anderson. Like, fucking lose.
No. Well, he did.
Yeah.
Definitely again. Lost that fight. So,
yeah.
You want to talk about your favorite probably fight of the night, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Gaethje versus Fizzy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, let me ask, how did you score the fight? Because I'll just say 3-0 Gaethje.
I mean, I thought the first round potentially Fiziev could have won it, but I would say it was super close, you know, but the last two for sure, Gaethje. I mean, I think this picture tells a story. After the fight, this is Fiziev. I mean, hello.
Yeah.
I mean, Gaethje pieced him up at points. And one thing I really liked about Gaethje's approach in this fight is he was like coming from all angles, and it wasn't just a one. It was like he had the jab working, and then he was like pow, 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 like just kind of like, you know, you didn't really know what he was going to do. He was like brawling, but not brawling. Like, I don't know how, like, I felt like he was in control, but still exciting. He wasn't like, you know, boring in control. I don't know if that makes sense, but I was like, I didn't know what he was going to do. And, you know, hats off to Fizzy, but man, that guy's got some brain damage after that fight.
For sure. I mean, he's tough and fast, but that will only take you so far. And
yeah,
like you were saying, Gaethje was listening to his corner, because I think second and third round they're telling him, hey, jab his face off. And that's what he did. And then you just see his eye, like his right eye is busted out. And
blown out.
I wish Gaethje would have thrown more leg kicks. Like, he started it off with them, but then kind of got away from that later on. And then after the fight, like, DC's interviewing him, Justin says, I got my takedown. Now you guys could just shut the fuck up. Because I guess people were giving him grief because he wasn't using his wrestling. I'm like, you don't want him to wrestle. He's an exciting fighter. Let him stand and bang it out. Like, let's not fucking do this to him.
Wrestling's overrated. He's like Chuck Liddell back in the day. He's not taking guys down. He's, using it to stay standing, you know, which is great. Nothing wrong with that. So I like him a lot. He's exciting to watch. Good on him, you know.
Yeah, and you say he wants to make one more run at the title now, so that's all cool. Right. Let's see it. And then the other thing, well, let's talk about just Gunnar Nelson versus Brian Barberina real fast.
Sure.
He got them down, and that's about it. First round sub, like right with, I don't know, 5 seconds left in the first round, armbar. The commentary was fucking out of control on this card. Again, it's Bisping, some of DC. My problem with them is, and just in commentary in general, call the fight. Like, don't tell me this guy is like the best pickle farmer we've ever seen. He's got the biggest pickles in town. Like, what the fuck does that have to do with what I'm watching right now? I'm watching a fucking fight. Tell me what's going on in the fight. So many side tangents of bullshit. I'm like, I'm going to fucking mute this. I can't have it. And they just love talking. And then Bisbing's doing like play by play and Anik not saying shit. And it's, I don't know, Bisbing, I don't like him sometimes on the commentary.
Yeah.
It's just, there's a weird vibe. And it's always like, who's got the bigger dick? Like, I know this, I know that. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is wrestling. Like, well, then let DC talk about the wrestling. You're overstepping him on that. So,
right.
Kind of awkward.
Yeah, there was some complaints. I think the interwebs had a lot to say about Bisping's commentary. It felt like the commentary was biased in some way.
Yeah, I think Gaethje was complaining about that too, because I think he's teammates with Usman, so he didn't like how it was being called. I'm like, yeah, I get it. I mean, everyone's not going to be 100% unbiased in their commentary. It's just, especially if you're a fighter, there's no way. You're training with these people. Some of them from your country. You're going to have biases. Even Joe has them.
I agree. Yep.
Speaking of which, biases. Probably talking some sponsor actions as we speak about biases. A little Manscaped. Cue dramatic sound.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is a public service announcement. Manscaped now has beard products and is going even further with their brand new Weed Whacker 2.0. So go ahead and tell the world leaders in below the waist grooming are traveling north of your South Pole with their revolutionary grooming products. The new Weed Whacker 2.0 and their new beard line confirms that they have all the best tools for your hygiene toolbox. It's time for you to upgrade your game by going to manscaped.com and using our code MMANuts20 for 20% off plus free shipping.
Gentlemen, meet the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It's the ultimate package that makes it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It all starts with the cordless electric beard hedger. The beard hedger is tough on hair, but smooth on your face, leading to single stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time.
That's what it's all about, Ego. Single stroke efficiency. That's going to be the name of my band.
Single stroke, tip to tip efficiency.
Something. As long as you're efficient, that's what it's all about. So you can get 20% off. That's right. And free shipping with our code MMANuts20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use our code MMANuts20. Always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Bum, 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 bum.
Word.
Support for today's show is also coming from True Classic. As a people-driven brand, True Classic believes that the clothes you wear should make you feel confident and comfortable so you can show up as the best version of yourself every single day. This is your one-stop shop for all of your wardrobe essentials. The shirts have a premium fit that's tighter in the shoulders and biceps for that extra boost of confidence. From t-shirts and polos to activewear, denim, button-downs, hoodies, joggers, boxer briefs, and everything in between, they have everything you need. Time to upgrade your wardrobe today. We have an exclusive deal for our listeners. We want to hook you up with some True Classic. For a limited time only, get 25% off with code MMA25 at trueclassic.com.
That's right. It's finally a brand that keeps things consistent. True Classic is built and designed for a man's body. So no matter which product you buy, you can feel confident that you'll get a premium fit. That's a consistent across all styles. You can break up with your go-to shirt and make the switch to True Classic.
So get comfortable, get going, and upgrade your wardrobe with True Classic. Get 25% off at trueclassic.com with code MMA25. Free shipping is included on purchases over $100. They have 100% risk-free guarantee with a 30-day return policy. You can't go wrong. It's look good, feel good season.
There you go. Always mess that one up. And also, this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Shouldn't you always be at your best? 2023 is the year to maximize your performance in the bedrooms. Listen up, bluechew.com.
Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Best of all, they're made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. For your package.
That's what it's all about. It's a package for your package. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. And we got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free and use our promo code MMANuts at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code MMANuts to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you, Blue Chew.
And just like that, back to the show.
Back to the show. Let's see. What do I want to talk about? Hey, did you hear about Alistair Overeem?
I heard things, Ingo.
Recently slapped across the face with a one-year suspension. He had a doping violation. Apparently, this is retroactive back to his fight in October. Both of his A and B test samples following the, I think it's Glory kickboxing fight against Badr Hari.
Why are they testing him?
I don't know, but it came back. It's just kind of sad. It came back stupid. Positive. So he's got like some time served, but he's going to be out till at least October of this year. So
who banished him? Was this a Glory tester? Or I'm assuming it was Glory did the testing.
They
did. They are just banning him. So I think he can fight somewhere else. But are they fucking stupid? Like, why would you? Of course he's using. Why the fuck are you testing these guys? You're fucking fighting in other countries anyway. Who gives a shit?
Mm-hmm.
So stupid. So now you just lost a person that would potentially get you pay-per-view buys or people to watch your fucking event. And now you're going to not have them in? Makes good business sense.
Total sense. Yes.
Not the fucking UFC. You need freak shows. And he was one. That's so dumb.
I agree. It's bad for business.
It is
bad for business.
USADA's bad for business. Drug testing, bad for business. What else is bad for business? I don't know. UFC this weekend. Here we go.
What's happening?
Marlon Vera, Corey Sanhagen. Decent.
Ooh, Holly Holm. Yes. I have some photos.
Look at how hot this fight is. Holly Holm, Yana Santos. That should be a home. Alex Caceres, season. Ooh, Andrea Lee, Macy Barber. Got some hot action going on here. Decent card. This is just scrolling down, scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. Oh, you got all pictures? Ah, you still sucked. You sucked on that one, UFCs.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta miss something.
Speaking of Holly Holm.
Yes.
I'm an MMA junkie recently.
Ready.
Did a little best of Holly Holm on Instagram and for this fight.
Nice.
Here she is on the beach. I don't know what kind of beach, but they're hanging out doing
the
that
best painting, kind of beach,
doing a little jumping on the beach.
Yeah. Can we just Photoshop the little girl out of there? She's ruining it.
Here she is, still on the beach. She likes the beach.
I like the beach.
Here she is doing some exercises. Looking.
I got the looks wrong hard. Angle here.
Looks hard. Anyways,
I like this.
Oop, there was a whole bunch. You can go to her Instagram and just kind of scroll through.
Does she have an OnlyFans yet? I think that's what the masses are asking.
I don't think so. She doesn't need
Probably
it.
Not. She is the preacher's daughter.
Yeah, you can't have OnlyFans as the preacher's daughter. I mean,
Then you could probably charge double. Because then it's double dirty if she had it. I don't think she has one.
She's like, it's funny. It's like, you have the cyborg, which is all the way. She's all the way on the weird end of OnlyFans. And then I feel like you have like Paige Van Sant, which is like all the way on the other end of the like extreme. Maybe Holly could be like somewhere in the middle, you know?
Yeah, there's places. I mean, some of these ladies are doing like crazy shit. Are we too early in the show for me to say what they're doing? Like, oh my, I don't Not even know early. If I could say it.
You can say it. Say it. Tell us.
Fingering their asshole to orgasm some of these ladies.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Terrible. Why would they do that?
I don't know, but it's pretty fucking cool.
That's terrible.
Good on them. I don't know. I'm just saying. They're making good money because they're not. That's like that upsell too. So like you can get in cheap, but then if you want to see really good shit, then they're like, oh, just give me $15 and then you can see this video or that video. Mm-hmm. Or like Paige Van Zandt, whatever the fuck she was charging, like $5,000 for my soiled panties. It's a hard pass there, lady. Mm-hmm. A hard pass. Let's see. UFC 287, they announced this card. Saw that was on the broadcast. Little Pajera Adesanya 2.
Nice.
This will be like, I think, the 17th time they fought. I don't know. Pajera is the underdog. Wow. Look at that. As the champion.
Masvidal.
Yep. Masvidal burns. And then it kind of goes south from there.
It does. I see that.
Because it's like when I see unranked fighters, I don't give a shit about the pie weights, but you have two other fights on the main card, not ranked fighters. Kelvin Gastelum, he's still ranked. Wow, look at that. And Michael Chiesa. It's okay. Okay.
Chris Barnett. Good Lord.
Yep. Doesn't he have a backflip to do?
I don't know.
They almost made it. They keep failing at the last picture. Whoa, that's a rough look on that one.
Sam Hughes?
Yeah. That's a rough look.
I can't tell what we're looking at.
Let's get out of that card, but
thank you.
Again, it's just like okay cards. We're not really stacking the pay-per-views yet.
Nope.
What else has happened?
Okay, so Damian Maya, obviously retired from MMA, has been doing a little jujitsu here and there. I think he's fought like Ben Henderson recently or whatever in jujitsu, but he's supposed to be the commentator for UFC Fight Pass Brazil. And he was saying that in order to prepare for this, what he actually ended up doing is commentating on over 1,000 fights. And he was doing like training for it, like practicing. Like I never thought about that. Like you consider like, he was saying like, just because I know how to fight doesn't mean I can like sit in the booth and talk about intelligently about like a fight that's happening in front of me where it's entertaining. Right. Yeah. So he's like, I treat this just like training for a fight or for my belts. Like I'm trying to prepare myself for this scenario by actually taking reps as a commentator. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious if like maybe you should send a message to Michael Bisping.
A few other people. Hey, man, maybe you want to just call a couple of fights and not drink before you broadcast. I don't know.
So what are your thoughts on that? You think I think it's pretty commendable, I guess, but
I think it's smart. We don't want to just show up with a zero experience. You got to have some kind of background. It's not like you can, for him, work your way up at the pie shows like some of the guys do. I think it's great. Like that's what you should do. Mm-hmm. I read this tweet from Jed Goodman. He was talking about, he said WON, I don't know what that stands for, gave rough buy estimates for UFC 285, saying this was based off of Google searches, says UFC 276 and 281 did 600,000 buys. Based on those fights, UFC 285 would probably wind up in the 825 to 840 range.
Oh, wow.
And then he's just saying, keep in mind that at best, these are rough estimates because unlike with pay-per-views on television, where we get the direct data, when you're talking ESPN Plus, the actual number is usually kept quiet other than for the McGregor fights. So, I mean, that would make sense. 285, that was the Jones fight. I would have guessed about 800, 600 to 800 would have felt right. But seeing how he hadn't fought in 3 years, probably more towards the 800. So that sounds in line, right?
Yeah, I could see that. I don't think they're going to eclipse a million.
Not until McGregor fights again.
No.
That's so many buys. And especially when they're charging whatever it is now, fucking $80. I don't know. I try not to think about it, just buy it.
It's going to be $100 here shortly.
Yeah, I mean, and it'll probably be the McGregor fight. Oh, we got fucking raised rates again. Of course you do. Well, we can't control it. It's fucking ESPN. Like, yeah, you have a say. What else is happening?
First face-off happening. The Ultimate Fighter, Chandler versus McGregor. I don't know if you saw these photos that are on the tweets, Twitter universe, but here they are, looking a little angry.
Yeah,
and then not so angry, and I don't know what you call this, but Dana's like, simmer down, boys, simmer down. You got the athlete versus the, you know, I don't know.
I don't know why we're wearing a suit in the fucking octagon. I don't like non-bearded McGregor. He looks weird.
He does look weird. But rumor around the campfire is that they are talking about doing this fight potentially at Cowboy Stadium. It's AT&T Stadium in Dallas, which, you know, that stadium is huge where the Cowboys fight. Yeah, I mean, play, not fight.
Fucking, was it 55,000? I don't remember. Something insane.
Yeah. So I'm excited about the prospect of that. That sounds amazing. Big stage. I mean, the last time was it GSP when he fought up in Canada. Remember they had like, was it Montreal? I think they had like 60,000 or something crazy. And that was insanity how many people were at that fight. So,
but do they have to stack the card or can that fight just sell itself?
You know, if you're going to have a card of epic proportions, I think we risk, you know, jumping the shark, as you like to say, by just having it's like boxing at that point. You got one fight and nothing else. that's bullshit. I think you got to have a good, at least a solid 4 out of the 5 main card fights have to be fucking good. Like, you can't, they don't have to be title fights, but you need exciting fighters on there. You need like a Gaethje or somebody else who's going to bring like some firepower, you know, maybe put a heavyweight John Jones.
Stipe, or yeah, who knows if that fight's going to happen. Cause I heard rumors that's in jeopardy, or Stipe hasn't signed, who knows.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me.
But yeah. And then if it, say that's a good question. If it's McGregor versus Chandler and Jones versus Stipe, who's the headliner on that card?
You got to do the heavyweights, I think. Yeah, but I think they won't do that.
They'll probably put Conor as the main event.
But that doesn't make sense to me. But yes.
I know it doesn't make sense, but I think the UFC doesn't give a shit. They're probably like, it's Conor McGregor. He's fighting at 170. We'll make it a 5-round special super bad motherfucker belt. Like, what? Just making belts. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I
think we need another UFC 100. That's what I was trying to remember, which UFC was. You had like, wasn't that the big one?
It's Lesnar, Mir, GSP, Alves, but Alves didn't fight.
I think that's when you had the Henderson Bisping KO. Remember that was
Henderson Bisping. I'm looking at the card I have on the wall over there.
I know you have it somewhere in there. So we need one of those
directly in my view.
Perfect. All right. Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
They released some Bellator 292 salaries. We never get to see fucking salaries anymore. The only reason we're getting to see this is because of California. Prices seemed a little low, so. This is Usman Nurmagomedov. He got $150,000. Benson Henderson got $150,000. Alexander Shabali, he's on a 75 and 75. He got $150,000. Linton Vassell got $100,000. He had no win bonus. And the one that's shocking is MVP only got $100,000 with no win bonus. And I thought he would be more valuable to them, but I don't know if they're doing like this is the on paper thing, because who is it, Bader, I think, was talking about his pay maybe when he fought Fedor, saying, well, they're only saying I got paid this amount, but I got paid a lot fucking more. And then on the bottom end, you had a couple of people with the 4,000 to show, 4,000 to win, beating someone who only got paid 2,000, another person 3,000 to win, or 3,000 to show, 3,000 to win, and then the loser got 2 grand. I'm like, okay,
crazy. Yeah,
it's insane. This is like amateur night at the fucking local bar. Like, fuck, we'll be in a goddamn tough man contest at that rate.
Mm-hmm.
What else is happening?
I just realized I forgot to mention earlier, but on the broadcast over the weekend, they were talking about Anderson Silva being inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame. Dana White says he's one of the greatest athletes of all time. And this, you said earlier, 16 fight win streak in the UFC, 10 successful title defenses over 7 years, as almost the 7 years as middleweight champ. You know, and he was just... There was a time where the man seemed invincible, right? You remember that? Mm-hmm. Like people, he would literally beat people before they ever stepped in the cage. His middleweight championship reign was the longest in UFC title history, a total of 2,457 days. You know, so.
It's a long fucking time.
I mean, yeah. And it just, I think mother time caught up to him at the end, you know, and it just didn't quite. And then once the mystique was broken, it was like, then it was like, they're like, you know, these young, hungry guys.
Yeah, he like, cracked a code, like the aura of him. Yeah. And you figure out, oh, he just wants to counter you. So just don't go after him. Like Nick Diaz fighting him. Like, come on, Anderson, come after me. I'm not coming.
Yep.
And we saw that with Damian Maia a little bit too, where he was playing that fucking stupid game. Like, come on, man. You can lead. You don't always have to be the counter.
Yep.
And then I read Conor McGregor, you know, we were talking about he's fighting Michael Chandler. I guess he was supposed to coach against Nate Diaz. That was the original plan. And then he was supposed to fight him at the end. I'm like, God damn it. Like, talk about a show that would have had everybody wanting to watch. Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor as the fucking coaches.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
Fight at the end. God damn it. Like, I can't watch him and Chandler coaching. Like, that's just not enough. But if it was him and Nate, I'd fucking watch that all day week. And watch them fight 100 times. Like, they still, like, Conor still wants that fight. He's like, I don't know when, I don't know where, but we're fucking fighting a third time. Like, we each have one. We got to fucking settle it. Like, that makes sense. And then let me do one other one quick. So this guy posted this tweet. Let's see if I can share this here. It said, this is not an old man sport. So he's got this infographic that says, basically, if you're 35 and older in the flyweight through welterweight division, you do not do well in title fights. 2-28. In title fights. I had no fucking idea. Like, that's insane.
That is insane.
And then he goes into all the data. I didn't verify any of this. So I'm taking it on fucking word.
People have too much time on their hands. Good Lord. Yeah.
But 2-28 if you're 35 and older in the pieweight divisions. Flyweight, bantamweight, featherweight.
Makes sense. I mean, those are, yeah, it makes sense.
So, well, it's the speedier divisions, right? So once you get older, you're going to lose your speed. That's why heavyweight, it's the oldest division. This is not usually a speed game. It's usually a power game. So that's interesting. What else is happening?
Last bit of news. Ben Rothwell is going to be fighting in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 41 in Denver. He's going to, you know, he just had the 19-second KO over O'Bannon, I think is the guy's name. But he's going to fight the guy who beat Greg Hardy. Watson, and they just released the fight photo. These are two large men. I mean, let me just
207. He's scary. Not even 209. He doesn't even give a fuck. He's like 207.
This is scary to me. This is just like
he reminds me of that Bronson character that was that they made that movie about.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So scary guys. You know.
Yeah, I think Rothwell's built for bare knuckle, kind of like Mike Perry. Built for it. But that's weird because Alan Belcher's the title holder, so at heavyweight and bare knuckle. So I wonder if we're gonna see a Rothwell Belcher. They don't drug test.
No.
Belcher is on all the gear and it's awesome, and everyone should be. And coming up, I saw this. Oh, I can't turn sound on. Let me turn this off. As they're playing the Rocky music. So apparently Fight Circus has an event coming up, and they've got a little special event here with these two guys.
Oh my God.
Rampage and Bob Sapp are training together.
They're like fraternal twins or something. But
yeah, they're doing some kind of conjoined twin fight against, I think, the owner and someone else.
I mean,
huge men.
Well, Rampage is very large now. He's not at light heavyweight anymore.
He's solid heavyweight.
I mean, he's making Sapp look small. His size. Like, it's kind of like, what?
Yeah.
You said that before when you met him. The man likes to eat. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We had dinner with him. It's like, Jesus Christ, Rampage. What are you eating? He's a lot. But that card, so that's Fight Circus 6. I believe all these happen in Thailand. So they're having the super heavyweight Siamese twins boxing. So you have Quentin Jackson and Bob Sapp versus John Nutt and Andrew Wood. And then they're doing a 2-1, a human pinata fight, a white collar brawl, ring girl 3-3 tug of war. Don't know what that is. They're doing some kind of wheel of violence. Musical chairs of death, blindfolded Muay Thai, another 2-1. I'm doing a dealer's choice. Musical chairs winner chooses opponent. Opponent chooses the discipline. Jesus Christ. Then the old school MMA, they're doing a 1 10-minute round fight. And then a slap fight that I think cap it off.
Wow.
Like, this shit going down, man. I'm pretty sure you can watch all those on YouTube at some point. Okay. I remember watching one. I'm like, fuck. it's entertaining. I don't know what's all going on, but that's some fun shit going on.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. And then they said, weird fight. Logan Paul was talking about having a boxing match against Darren Till.
That's weird.
Why? Like, how does that sell?
I don't know. Probably doesn't sell. Well, I mean, maybe it does.
Probably why it's not going to happen. It's weird. And then Francis Ngannou was talking. He said, 100% going to do boxing next.
Okay.
Didn't say who. And then when he returns to MMA, it's going to be PFL or one. So I think we were pretty right on when we talked about that. I don't know if it was last week or the week before. We're kind of theorizing where he was going to end up. And then I found another reason why I don't like Stipe Miocic.
Jeez. The list is growing.
I'll share this to you. So if I'm a professional fighter, and my name's Stipe Miocic, probably not going to write, I'm the greatest heavyweight of all time. You can't deem yourself that. You just, you put that on your Twitter profile. I'm the greatest heavyweight of all time. To who? Who's calling you that?
His team, the guy running his Twitter page. I mean, I don't know. He's pretty solid, but let's see. They sign that fight contract and prove it.
Beat John Jones and prove me wrong. How's that?
Yeah, I mean, I'll root for it. I would love to see him get in there. He's tough as shit, but
yeah, just put a boxer. He I don't remember him throwing many kicks, if any. He's just gonna try to box you up. And John is just so diverse. And you saw how he dismantled Gain.
Yeah.
Oof. And then there were some face-off shenanigans that happened over the weekend.
Okay.
You know how we always see these face-offs in other countries? It's just like shit going awry. Well, shit went awry again.
Oh, geez. I'm excited. I feel like this is going to be good.
Yep. Ooh,
hey, now.
Yeah. Oh, hey, hey. And it gets better. So, yeah. So they like, did what? That pre-fight. Like, you know.
Like, what are you doing later after the fight?
Yeah. And then after the fight, I don't know what will pop up here, but they apparently
they flashed the world.
This won't go off the screen. Hang on.
Dismiss that shit. Dismiss.
I tried. It didn't dismiss.
Oh, if the gloves doesn't fit, you must dismiss. Quit.
I'm trying.
There we go.
See, yeah, I think. Oh,
are we gonna get banned for this?
I don't know. Hang on. I'm just in like fucking commercial hell. Let's just scroll down. Hang on.
This is going poorly, Matt.
It's going so poor. I also want to see some titties. So apparently you can see some underboob. So after the fight, they just whipped them out.
Okay. All right. They look very happy.
Yeah. I don't know how much action went down in there. I don't know what kind of fighting they even did.
Who cares?
Exactly.
I'm entertained.
That's what you should be. It's an entertainment business. If you win, you should whip your tits out. If you lose, you should whip your tits out. Tits out. Something like that. Sun's out, tits out. Let's do a little tweet of the week. I'm gonna turn my volumes down. This is Deontay Wilder punching through Tyson Fury. This one's pretty fucking cool. So look at the wave. Ride the wave, Ingo.
Yeah. It's a lot of...
That's mesmerizing.
It is.
It's a lot of man meat.
It is.
And what's my second one? I never know what the hell I have. This is a little... Shirts that go hard. Call me when you're rich. Kind of like that shirt for some reason.
Fair enough.
I like things. And Knowledge. We got for Knowledge.
Well, I have something. I don't know. It's an Instagram thing. I don't know if the audio is going to be too loud. Let me just share this.
You can always test run it. Yeah.
Let's see what happens. So there's this guy in Detroit, apparently, that goes around doing like promos of himself getting hit in the nuts with a golf driver. So here's this. You see him down here. Let's see. That's too loud.
That's so.
Luigi Mary. Come on, baby. Come on.
What the hell? That sound didn't sound right either.
No, I don't know what she hit, but
does the guy have steel balls? Because that's what it sounded like. Oh, metal, man. On metal crime right there.
Yeah, I don't know, but whatever it was, he apparently, this is a regular occurrence, and this man does this over and over. It's like some version of Jackass. You couldn't pay. I would never let anyone do that ever. Just, I don't even have an ass, so that I have no padding. Maybe that guy does. I don't know.
So, yeah, is he putting ass fat over his balls to protect him? I don't know. That ain't right. Oh, I think I'm gonna be sick now.
That sound.
Yeah, that was Dunk. That was solid. He's got steel balls. Hey, yeah. I think this was your favorite movie, wasn't it?
Yeah. Ooh, you got me there.
Top Gun.
Uh-huh. I'm with you. Yeah. I like it.
Saw that, and then I think I should leave everyone with this. This might get us banned from everything. We need some volume. This is a news broadcast. Kind of went off the rails a little bit. A little volume.
Wednesday, mild, some sunshine, 60. Thursday, partly sunny skies and 57. And to another woman who likes to be double-fisted in a different way, I think, Jess.
She means beer. She means beer.
I don't know about that.
She means beer. Don't put me on YouTube. My God. Yeah, we're gonna take a pause. We're gonna keep.
They're having a good time.
I think that one hit home. She's like, it's just beers.
You outed me. You outed me. Now the whole world knows about my double fisting.
Speaking of someone else who likes to get double fisted, like, what the hell? Can't say that on the news.
Amazing.
Fucking Dunkin' Donuts in the background.
I love it.
So it's all about. All right, let's shut it down.
That has been another edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.